You know, last week I told you that it's a time to give thanks, and I want to give you an opportunity to give thanks. I've got a whole bunch of scriptures today. That's why I didn't write them in your bulletin, so you're going to have to get your Bibles, and you're going to have to keep up today. I know that might seem laborious, but we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to dig out our own Bibles or get one in the chair in the row in front of you underneath. Got a lot of scriptures. And while you're digging out your Bibles and turning to Psalm 717, I want to invite you again. Maybe you have something that's completely unique. Maybe you have something that just needs to be said. But I want to encourage you again. If there's something that you want to be thankful for and share it this morning, I want to give you that opportunity. While we're turning to Psalm 717, anybody have something? Go ahead, Michelle. Amen. She said, I'm thankful for God's forgiveness. That's good news. Alan?
I'm thankful for Jesus saving my soul and my name is written in heaven.
Amen. 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 Go ahead, Lola.
I'm thankful that he doesn't ever change his mind.
You know, that's so true. Lola said, I'm thankful that he doesn't change and change his mind. The Bible says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Christian, what are you thankful for, little buddy?
I'm thankful for Jesus in my heart.
Thankful for Jesus in your heart. I'm thankful for that too, my man. Well, I'm just going to continue to throw out some verses this morning. And if you, I want to continue to invite you throughout our service today to give thanks openly and publicly if you would like to. So you either slip your hand up or whatever while we're going through these verses. I've got a lot of them. And I want us just to think about a lot of things this morning because we really do have a lot to be thankful for. I'm so thankful for 141 shoeboxes to send to 141 kids around the world that otherwise wouldn't have a Christmas. And I'm so thankful to you how you minister to Awana kids. And I'm so thankful for you how you gather in small groups and how you pray and how you give of your time and your talents. And I'm so thankful for what God is doing through you. And so I want to give you a chance while I'm going through some scripture. You just, if you just remember something, you slip your hand up, and between these scriptures, we'll hear from you too. Because I've got a number of them from the Psalms, and we'll just give thanks together. Psalm 717. I'm going to be reading this morning from the New International Version. That particular translation uses the word thanks, where a lot of your other translations will use praises, and so that's why I've used the NIV this morning. Verse 17, I will give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Most High God. And as I looked at all these verses, and there's a lot more in the Bible, I've maybe got 20 or so this morning, I was thinking, have we done that? Have we done what the psalmist did here? How often do we give thanks to God because of His righteousness? Say, thank you, Lord. You're righteous. That's what the psalmist is saying. I give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness. And so as I lay these out to you in lots of these verses, you already know, I just want to remind us, have we given thanks to God because He is righteous? Lola just said, because He doesn't change. That's wonderful. We need to remember that and thank Him that He's unchangeable. And the psalmist reminds us to give thanks to the Lord because of His righteousness. Psalm 28:7. You're going to have to page fast this morning, aren't you? You're going to have to keep up. Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped. My heart leaps for joy, and I will give thanks to Him in song. That's from Psalm 28:7. We just did that, didn't we? We just sang four songs that give thanks. Bob? Amen. Amen, brother. It's our family together, isn't it? Brothers and sisters in Christ. But we don't oftentimes think of that, I bet. Give thanks in song. I happen to have a certain six-year-old grandson sitting on my lap this morning when I was fixing to study for my sermon, and he said, "Papa, read me the sermon." All right, I'll read you the sermon. And I got to this when I asked him, "Do you give thanks to God in song?" And he started thinking, "Yeah, I know a song that gives thanks." And that's what this verse says. And we just sang four of them. And I'm reminded of that little song that we used to sing as kids, and perhaps you used to sing it as kids, and perhaps you still do. "Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation so rich and free." That's a little song. The psalmist said we give thanks in song. You say, "Jim, I can't sing." So what? He still wants to hear from you giving thanks in song. Psalm 30, verse 12. Psalm 30, verse 12. "That my heart may sing to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give you thanks forever." You know what, friends? Now is a good time to start. Giving thanks to God. Remember last week we looked at 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It said, "In all circumstances, give thanks." And I know there's circumstances we say, "Well, Jim, I don't have much to be thankful for, and I'm not giving thanks for that circumstance," or whatever. But I think this psalm reminds us that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. And I think that now is a good time to start giving thanks to God. Psalm 35, 18. Psalm 35, 18. "I will give you thanks in the great assembly. Among throngs of people, I will praise you." I wonder, and I asked this grandson this morning, "Do you give thanks in the assembly?" It's easy to give thanks in church, isn't it? Do you also give thanks among the people you're with every day? Do you thank God for His goodness to you in everyday life? Oh, it's easy. As the psalmist said, "I will give thanks in the great assembly." It's easy. It's easy to give Him thanks in church. But what about Monday through Saturday? Do we say, "Thank you, Lord," in front of our coworkers? Do we say, "Thank you, Lord," in everyday life? I tell you what, there's so much to be thankful for, friends. There's so much to be thankful for. I just want to encourage us from this verse, 35:18. Do we thank and praise God in public? Pretty easy in the church house. But do we thank Him and praise Him in the throngs of people in everyday life? Psalm 100, verse 4. Psalm 100. Anybody else think of something while we're turning to Psalm 100, what you're thankful for? Psalm 100, verse 4 says, and we've sung about this morning too, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name." One of the reasons we gather together corporately like we do is to give Him praise and thanks. Amen? One of the reasons that we come together corporately like this is to give God praise and thanks collectively, corporately, as a group. And the psalmist said that. We sang about this already. We come into His gates with thanksgiving. We enter into His courts with praise. We give thanks to Him and praise His name. When we come together like this, as Bob has just said, I'm very, very thankful for the church, the bride of Christ too. Psalm 107, verse 1. Tonight, if you're going to be able to come to the community service in Staples Church of Christ, Pastor Bob Hepikoski from the Alliance Church will be speaking from Psalm 107. And I'm just going to touch on one verse, Psalm 107, verse 1. "Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever." I wonder how often we actually thank God for His love. Are we accustomed to doing that? "Thank you, Father, for loving me. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me, so much so you went to the cross to die for me. I wonder if we're accustomed to do that. We should be. We should be, brothers and sisters. This should be regular. This should be everyday stuff. Giving thanks to God for His goodness should be everyday prayers. Because His love for us has been so tremendous, because His grace endures forever, His love endures forever, we should be giving God praise and thanks for that on a daily basis. Nobody else loves you that way. Nobody else loves me that way, I'll guarantee. But God's love doesn't change, and we should be giving Him thanks for His love, shouldn't we? We should be. That should be a regular part of our prayer life. Psalm 136:1 says the same thing exactly, and so you don't have to turn there if you don't want to, but it says the same thing. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Now, if you would turn to the New Testament in 2 Corinthians 2:14, 2 Corinthians 2:14, and Paul writes this: "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ." I asked my grandson, who is still sitting on my lap and still listening to the sermon, "What does that mean? But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ." I just wondered, friends, if we've thanked God, lately for leading us triumphantly in life. Thank you, Lord, for leading me triumphantly in life. You say, "Jim, mine hasn't been so triumphant lately." But if you know Jesus, there is great triumph. Amen? And Paul writes two things in here. "But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ, and thanks be to God, through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." Explain fragrance to a six-year-old. You can get it. You can do it. Look at what Paul says. "But thanks be to God that through you, followers of Jesus, He spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." You thank God for that lately? Thank you, Father, for using me to spread your fragrance around my workplace. Thanks be to God for that, Paul writes. We should be a lighthouse, a vessel for Jesus where we live, where we work, where we buy our groceries, wherever. Paul says, "But thanks be to God who through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him." That's you and I. That's people, that's followers. Romans 1:21. This is the other side of the coin. What if we don't give thanks? What if we're not thankful? What if we don't cry out to God on a regular basis saying, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this beautiful fall weather. Thank you for the blessings that you've blessed me with. Thank you." I thanked Him, I don't know how many, 100 times in the last couple days, traveling 900 miles to a meeting and back. Thank you, Lord. But look what happens, brothers and sisters, when we don't thank Him. Romans 1:21. "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him." Okay, just ponder that for a minute. We get to society, or we get to a church, or we get to our own family lives, our own personal life, and we get to that point of not giving God glory, not giving Him thanks for all these things that He's blessed us with. Okay, so we've arrived. That's what's happened here. "For although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave Him thanks. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened." That's what happens When we have not got a thankful attitude and a thankful heart, giving God praise and thanks and glory daily, I might add. I'm not talking about on Thanksgiving Day once a year. I'm talking about daily giving God thanks for His goodness. We've seen giving God thanks for His love, His mercy, all these things. When we neglect to do that, here's what happens. Our thinking becomes futile and our foolish hearts are darkened. Then he takes it a step further. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools. Why? Simply because they weren't glorifying God and thanking God. Look at what he writes. And exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. They began to worship the created rather than the Creator. Why? Simply because, he states here, they forgot to glorify and give God thanks. Pretty important, isn't it? To give God thanks. It's pretty important. And he goes on. He says, Paul writes in verse 24, when they forgot to give him thanks, therefore God gave them over in their own sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. That's what happens when we forget to give God thanks and glorify Him for all the good things that He's done for us. It started back there in verse 21, but our thinking becomes futile. When we forget where our blessings have come from, brothers and sisters, we start to think that, oh, look how great I am. Look how great we are in America. Look how great things I have done. We began to replace the glory and the thanks that's due God, and we began to put it on ourselves. And so it's a very dangerous place to be. When we forget, as churches or as families or as individuals or as entire nations, it's a very dangerous place to be when we have forgotten to give God glory and give Him thanks. You can see in these verses what happens when we do. Let me ask you to turn to 1 Thessalonians 4:13. And then I'll ask you to quit turning for a while. How about that? 1 Thessalonians 4:13. This is big. This is big. Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica, and this is Christians. This is believers. This is followers. Remember, we talked for 2 months about fan or followers. Am I a fan or am I a follower? This is followers. And here's what he said. Brothers and sisters, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of them who have no hope. Friends, if you have trusted Christ as Lord, we need to be thankful that we have hope. Amen? We have hope that goes beyond today and tomorrow and the next day. If you have trusted Christ Jesus as Lord, if you have repented of your sin and cried out in surrender to the Son of God, God in His grace, Ephesians 2 says, will save you by your faith. And if you have done that, you have a hope that is eternal. Praise be to God, I say. But if we haven't, it's time we do. Because we don't have an eternal hope. When I think of all the things, we really could write pages, I'm pretty sure. We really could write pages of what we're thankful for. I asked my grandson this morning, what do you think of when you think of God's mercy? Tough one for a six-year-old. I explained it to him like this. We don't get what we deserve. We deserve death because we're sin-filled people. But in His mercy, He's willing to shed His grace on us and save us. The psalmist said, His mercy endures forever. Have you thanked God lately for His mercy? Having trusted Christ, we don't get what we deserve. His grace, I mentioned that already from Ephesians 2. For by His grace are we saved through faith. Have you thanked God lately for your salvation because of His grace? We should be thanking God every day. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. Thank you for forgiveness of sin. Somebody mentioned that. Thank you for these things. We should be thanking God every day for those things. These are not to be taken lightly or flippantly. These are important things of the Christian life. Oh, there's so many more. I'm going to wrap it up. There's so many more things we could pick. God's long-suffering, heaven, John 3:16 and John 3:17. He did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. I say, praise be to God. This is a good one for us to imagine. I was asking my grandson this morning, did you know what little boys and girls drink? They don't have fresh water around the world. Did you know that? He said, yeah, I knew that. Some of them got to drink out of the dirty rivers and the sewers and all kinds of stuff. You thank God lately for the clean water you turn on the tap and get? Because there's millions and millions of children that don't have that every day. There's 25,000 children dying a day of malnutrition and starvation. Have we thanked God for His grace in giving us food? We should, because there's people all over the globe that don't have food and water today. So many things. While we were going through 4 months of street work out here, I bet you we had some tense moments. But have we thanked God the street is done? I have. Thank you, Lord. The street's finally done. You know what? There's no end to what we should be thankful for, is there? There's no end. Lola. Amen. Amen. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He'll do it. He'll do it, but we got to come. You know what? Let me just close with a couple things. I mentioned 1 Thessalonians 5:18 last week, and it says, in all circumstances, give thanks. You say, Jim, what if I'm sick? Here's my approach. Thank God that you're not sicker. You say, Jim, what if I'm broke? Thank God that you serve the Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. You ever thought of that? One of his many names is Jehovah Jireh, the provider. If I'm lost, we need to thank God that we can be found. If I got a lot of sin in my life, somebody mentioned it already, we need to thank God that the blood of Jesus was shed and cleanses us from sin. All we got to do is ask. We got to repent and ask for forgiveness, and He'll do it. You remember on the Courageous movie, this is just an example, but it's also happened in real life with amongst my friends and your friends. But you remember on the Courageous movie, the one young dad lost his little girl. And at first he was angry and bitter and resentful. And he got to the place, finally, he said, thank you, Lord, for the 9 years I had with her. You see what I'm saying, friends? In all circumstances, we don't think about that much. And we don't like to be thankful sometimes. Because we're hurt, we're angry, we're bitter, but we've got something to be thankful for. And so I just want to encourage you this week, find some new things to be thankful for. Oh, be thankful for some things you've been thanking God for all along. But find some new things too. I just want to say this once more. If you can't find anything else to be thankful for, and you've truly repented of your sin and trusted Christ as Lord, thank Him that someday you're going to see Him face to face. Face to face with Jesus. Face to face with Him in heaven. in all circumstances give thanks. Well, you say, Jim, what if someone's hurt me real bad? Then I would suggest this. Be thankful that burdens are lifted with forgiveness. Got to get there. You've helped me through it, Lord. You've asked me to forgive because you're willing to forgive me. Be thankful that God is willing to forgive us, and be thankful that burdens are lifted when we forgive others. You see, there's really no end to the things to be thankful for, is there? Praise team. The reason I asked the praise team to sing this last song for us, because there's nothing more important to us, friends, than Jesus. There's nothing more important than Jesus. And so this song is simply a song about Jesus. And friends, if you're here today and you're not sure you know Jesus Christ as your Lord, you're not even sure that if you died tonight, you'd be in heaven with Him forever. You say, well, Jim, I've been to church, but we've got to repent of our sin, confess with our mouth, and believe in our heart the Lord Jesus. This is Psalms 10 and 9. The Lord Jesus and Christ raised Him from the dead, and then we're saved. We've got to have this pivotal point in our lives when we surrender to the Lordship of Christ and become His follower. We've talked about that for a couple of months. Knowing about God is not enough. It's a good place, but it's not enough. We must surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And friends, if you want to be prayed for this morning about that or anything else, Pastor Les is here, and Pastor Les will be up here, and I'll be up here. We'll pray for you, whatever is on your heart. But friends, there's nothing more important than Jesus. This song is about Jesus. Let's stand and sing together about Jesus. Pastor Les, would you come, please? And if someone wants to be prayed for, someone wants to invite Christ into their life this morning, you come forward. We'll pray with you while we're singing this song. Mm-hmm.